Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And in the studio, as always, we got him. It's Manny and Breezy, our Hot Rod and Happy couple in the studio again. You are alive. I was so worried. Smitty, I heard you were on the edge of death.
Man.
Like, I took my funeral clothes to the cleaners.
Well, they ain't no
just
sense
in case.
They ain't no sense in that. I did call in to work, so you know it was pretty bad. But I just had a bad migraine. And old Mama Breezy over here, she's like,
did you ever thought that you might have your ponytail too tight?
That's what I thought. But, I mean, you know.
I loosened it for him.
I laid on the couch.
She
and
put
didn't
it in pigtails,
move.
Didn't she?
She did. It was cute. I laid on the couch and didn't move, dude. I mean, I had a bad migraine, and of course, Breezy thought I was dying. She done wrote my will.
I think she's trying to write you out.
That's exactly what it is. I have four people in the yard looking at my truck, and I'm like, what's going on here?
I'm not dead yet.
I ain't even cold yet, woman.
Was the marketplace post a little premature?
Yeah, a whole lot premature.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Next time I'll do better.
First time I seen that head, I knew it was going to give you problems. But, and of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on out west in Santa Fe, New Mexico?
That's right.
Wait, is that right? Santa Fe's in New Mexico, right? Our buddy Ed Bolin is out there driving his new Ferrari.
This is the thing. Professionalism. It's out there, right? It's called a globe. You've got an iPhone. You can look at it. It's more than just porn now. You can do all kinds of things with that thing.
Not in my world,
it even
buddy.
It even makes phone calls. I know it's crazy. That's in New Mexico. I don't even know about the old one yet, you know? Killing me. And of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel, because God knows we probably need it. And all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, how's everybody's week going?
Fantastic.
Smitty, your cranium, your squash is back on good.
Yeah, my squash is on point. Yeah.
Your squash is on point. Your hair ain't, but your head is.
My hair is on fleek. Ain't that what them kids say?
Fleek?
Fleek, yeah.
Fleek. I'm not even 100% sure that's FCC. That could get bleeped. I'm not sure.
I mean, that's cool, because, I mean, I felt kind of weird saying it.
Yeah.
But Pantene Pro-V.
It made me feel weird hearing it.
Pantene Pro-V did hit me up for some marketing.
I wouldn't brag about that.
Hey. They have hair commercials, so I mean,
yeah, there's something like that.
Are you going to be riding a white horse?
So anyway, how you been, Breezy?
I've been wonderful. I've had a good week so far.
You've had a good week. I love it.
I didn't work Monday.
Does it bother you that your husband does shampoo commercials?
I'm kind of jelly about it because my hair's prettier, but you know, he's got that good hair.
He does. He's got fine hair.
He does.
I don't know about that. You say kind hair.
Kind hair.
Kind hair.
I don't know if I could finish that on the radio. We're probably going to leave it at that.
I'm pretty sure everybody's heard it.
Yeah. If not, talk to your grandpa. He'll tell you all about it.
Exactly.
You'll fall off your dinosaur. You'll be laughing so hard.
Old Pawpaw jokes.
You got kind hair, boy. Professor.
And he snorts.
Professor, I'm going to tell you something. I love this show. I do. I thoroughly enjoy. I live to record these things. Professor, tell me the good word.
It's all good, man. It's Wednesday.
Yeah, well, it's actually Sunday when they're listening to this.
Oh.
You know it's a good week when you're
Sunday,
time.
The weekend's
through the power of radio magic. Hey.
We don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, no, actually.
Or at least I don't.
Moral day.
Yeah, well, and that's a good thing, you know. Get a day off and all that good stuff. I tell you what, I'm going to be in London the following Wednesday.
That's awesome.
I'm excited about that. My buddy Sam Hard called me up. Sam Hard has a garage, and the best way to describe him is he's like the Richard Rawlins of the UK.
Except way cooler.
But
yeah,
way
Sam's
cooler.
Awesome.
And he talks like this right here. And I love the way Sam talks.
And everybody's a rock star.
Everybody's legends. And I love this man. Sam is my homeboy. And I mean, like, ever since the very first time I met him, me and him just hit it off. And, you know, so he calls me up. I get a phone call. And when I have 37 numbers come across the top of my phone, I know it's Sam Hard calling from the UK. And he calls and he goes, Rob Pitts, how are you? And I love it because it just instantly puts you in a good mood when you talk to Sam Hart. And Sam Hart's like, man, I cannot wait. You're going to be in my neck of the woods. And he said something about us blowing London up. I don't know. I don't think in the literal sense.
I don't think you need to say that on the radio.
Probably not. Yeah, but
it just went premeditated.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to have a good time, though. So it's like, you know, we're going to be doing like a little British invasion, but the other way around, like a reverse British invasion.
So if we need to hunt you down, we go through Sam, right?
I'm getting, like we're doing, like, getting them back for sending the Beatles over here. They're sending me over there.
I don't know. You got me so confused. I think I'm going to have to go through Richard's browser history to figure out what you're trying to talk about.
I'm confused. You don't need to go. I don't think you want to go through the professor's browser history. There's just some things you shouldn't look at.
Give me a little bit of a warning before you need to do that.
I might need to do a little cleaning.
About 2 days worth of deleting.
delete. Master reset. Come here. How have you been, buddy? How's your week been?
It's been great, man. We've just been chugging along. It's been a good week.
I tell you what. Hey, it's been a good week. I'm excited. I drove my 57, my voodoo doll 57
Chevrolet.
Still
ain't seen that thing, man.
I know.
And I broke it the very first time I took it out. I broke it.
How'd you break it?
I broke the shifter in it. I jerked it one time in second gear. Next thing I picked the shifter up, it's in my hand.
Oh, Lord.
That's not a good feeling.
It's better than steering wheel.
I mean, I'm with you there. I mean, there's worse things that can fall off, but, you know.
Yeah, I got to see it the other day.
Actually,
it was a sharp car.
Actually, broke the bolts off the mounts of the shifter to the four speed. So we got it up on the lift now, and we're fixing it.
Wait, the whole shifter mechanism?
Virtually.
Oh, my gosh.
I was down to one bolt.
Oh, all right.
I was down to 1/3 bolt.
He got a little excited.
Got to fix that.
Yeah, I got a thing, you know. See, that's the thing. Like, I'm a little rough on a four speed or a manual car. I like to drive one.
You're supposed to be.
Exactly. You know, I'm old school. Clutch pedals are for starting and stopping. You know, I'm like a man. And like my Chevelle, the Boo thing, my 6.5 Chevelle, I drive that car like I stole it. I mean, like, the harder you drive it, the better it likes it.
We know.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I know. I almost killed your kid in it. But, you know, I mean, you almost kill one kid, and all of a sudden you're a bad guy.
Hey, it could have been any other kid in the world, but it had to be ours.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like you don't have another one. I mean, you got two. I mean,
well, thank God you drive it the way that you do, because you saved our kid.
I did. I could have been like a girl like Patrick and ran into something. No. That kid's got a story that he tells his friends about for years.
Yep. Remember when Uncle Rob tried to kill me?
No, he didn't try to kill you. He did.
He's even got the model of the car sitting in his bedroom. So.
I'm telling you. You see that? I almost died in that.
I was sitting right there.
I'm telling you. You act like that's a traumatic. If it was that traumatic, he wouldn't want the model. You think the people that survived on the damn Titanic got a model of it hanging up in their living room? No.
Well, they don't have a living room, because I'm pretty sure all of them are dead.
No, not all of them are dead. I seen a movie. They floated off on boards and stuff. Rose made it because she threw the rock thing back in the water.
She threw Jack in the water.
No, Jack fell in. He
Jack could have got on it.
Don't listen. Don't even come at me with that. So, anyway, I mean, Richard, I mean, come on. You crack an omelet. Or you make an omelet, you got to crack some eggs from time to time.
Right here.
And I didn't even crack it. I just shook it up a little bit.
You just scrambled it a little bit.
I just scrambled it. And all of a sudden, I'm a bad man. I mean,
scrambled with cheese.
I'm telling you. It's all right. It's fine.
I mean, I'm just a little jealous because I ain't never done a donut in your car. Especially on a four lane highway called way down.
In 4 feet.
Yeah, exactly. And kept it in my lane.
Yeah. In one lane.
Didn't even hit the dirt.
I'm still trying to figure out how I did that. I would love for you to think like I did that on purpose. I didn't. All right, guys. I'll tell you something we do on purpose is do this radio show, but we got to take a commercial break because they ain't no joke. We got to pay some bills, guys. Stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts, and of course, in the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, y'all?
What up, what up?
You sound so sweet and innocent.
I know.
What's going on, y'all?
If they only heard the outtakes.
Oh, Lord. This girl got a mouth. She going to make a sailor blush. Anyway, and then of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Kicking it up north. What's going on in Harrisburg, PA?
Woot, woot. And of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, I've got a good subject, and I think it needs to be discussed. One, I think some of these new guys to this realm of the automotive world need a little bit of learning.
Yeah.
That's what we call schooling here in the South.
Learning. They need some schooling.
Need some learning and some schooling on it.
We're gonna learn you today.
So get your number two pencil sharpened.
All right. Diesel or not to diesel? And yes, I am talking to you boys with half a lift kit riding around, or to the ones that's got the big trash can pipes coming out the bed of their truck, or the ones that look like waste paper baskets under the bottom. You know what I mean? Like you flipped it on its side.
Yeah.
You remember them old metal trash cans we used to have in elementary school?
Yeah.
That's what their tailpipe looks like. See, they don't know nothing about that now.
And they hang it down.
You know why? Because they recycle. It's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But yeah, it's like, yeah, they taught them about recycling, and now they got a truck that dumps coal out the tailpipe.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
And that's the bad part, though. The diesel guys are normally the ones that's completely lifted. It's these straight pipe yee-yee boys that's
yee-yee.
Got to have
yee-yee.
To live.
It's worth the Google.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty sure all of y'all.
But this is the thing now. Now, you got a lot of people they don't know anything about it. They want a diesel truck because it's the cool thing. You know what I mean? Like, I want a diesel truck. I want a 3/4-ton Dodge truck with 24-valve Cummins in it. Why?
To drive to high school.
Exactly. To drive, you know, to pull a lawnmower with.
To pay $4 a gallon.
You know,
for
my
diesel?
Favorite thing to do, or to ask somebody when I want a 3/4 Dodge 2500, blah, blah, blah. My favorite thing, the first thing I ask somebody, what kind of spark plug are you going to put in that thing?
Shoot, boy, what are you talking about? I run champions in my Dodge. But that's the thing. A lot of these kids, and I mean, I understand. I mean, I've got a little more knowledge about a diesel truck than most do.
Yeah.
But, you know, you need to know the basics of it. And even where it came from. And what was the original purpose, why it was designed. Do you know there used to be transfer trucks back in the day that had gas engines in them?
Yeah, and they were mostly supercharged also.
Yeah, exactly.
They would have gotten an eighth of a mile or a gallon.
Yeah, but do you know why they quit? They quit making them because they got so hot, heat, and that's the reason diesel engines prevailed. Yeah.
That's why diesel has such low octane.
Exactly. Well, diesel, I mean, it was like 45 octane.
Yeah.
Another thing is, you know, diesel fuel is basically a byproduct of gas.
Yeah.
But yet it's more expensive, which I've never figured out.
Yeah,
it's just waste, and it costs twice as much.
But, you know, the thing that's funny, and now, of course, the diesel's a little different because it's, like, ultra-low sulfur, and it's got, like, bottled water in it and stuff now, but it's like Fiji. It's like Fiji water. New diesel fuel is.
Do not put Fiji water in your diesel truck.
I tell you the funniest thing ever. You want to talk about a good one. All right, so I own a diesel truck shop. I think everyone probably already knows that. But we've got a 2500 Chevrolet service truck.
Yeah.
And it's a gas job. And my dad's the world's worst. You know, there was a wreck truck came in, and it had the Duramax emblems on it. So he puts these emblems on the side of this truck. Oh, and it's got a big tailpipe on the back of it. And, I mean, at a glance, you would expect it to be a diesel truck specialist. A diesel truck shop is their service truck. He'll be at a gas station putting gas in it. And my dad will, the people are like, hey, you're putting gas in your diesel, bud. He goes, yeah, I do it all the time, man. It's good for it. Do you realize how many mad people? You see, a certain, they must be right. I mean, they work home. They should know. Gonna put me some 93 in mine.
Oh my God.
Funny
I mix it half and half.
You cranked that truck up at the shop last weekend, and I said, is that a gas truck with Duramax emblems on it?
I'm like, yep. I love it, though.
You guys
it's fun.
Pit boys.
It's fun.
I got a question for Mr. Diesel over here.
All right.
And it obviously works. I don't know. He said, when I run that shop out there in Powdersville, Lube Shop, I had a handful of people that would come out there and tell me in their Dodge pickup trucks, hey, man, put a quart of transmission fluid in the fuel tank.
It'll clean your injectors.
And it cleans the injectors.
That's old school stuff. And I'm not going to say wise tale, but I'm not the biggest fan of anything you pour in your tank.
No.
You know, I tell people this all the time. That come, well, you need to put some Lucas in there. If you put this here, something, something, something in there. If you pour a quart of this, you pour a quart of that. I want to tell you something. If you need to pour a quart of something in your car to make it work, odds are it needs to go to a mechanic.
Yeah,
that's
agree.
The problem. And if they've ever made anything in a bottle that's going to fix something, I wouldn't have a job.
True that.
And, yeah, and that's what I tell people. You know what I mean? Things aren't designed to add a quart to something to make it better. You know what I mean? And I mean, and I'm just not. I'm not. I don't even like Stabil. I mean, I'm just weird about it. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of additives in general because most of them are literally snake oil. They're not really anything to them. But, yes, that is a wise tale. They'll clean your injectors. I'll tell you something that's funny. Back in the day, and, I mean, it's highly illegal now because it's not taxed, but my grandfather always drove a diesel dually, yeah. Which was – my grandfather was the epitome of the diesel truck guy now, but back in the day, my grandfather would drive a crew cab diesel dually a mile and a half to work every day. Never pulled a car trailer. That's just his thing. And it had the big 100-gallon auxiliary tank. He got gas like once every 6 months, or got fuel once every 6 months. And there used to be a little gas station down below the shop called the Gas Bar. And we had a charge account there, and it's kind of cool because you could just sign a ticket. You didn't have to pay for gas, and my dad got the bill every month. That was so handy in high school. That was like the coolest thing ever. But my grandfather used to come over to the kerosene tank, and he would just fill his truck up with kerosene. Diesel fuel and kerosene. Kerosene is better known as number two heating oil, and diesel fuel is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
And especially in the older diesels, you can run it. In the newer stuff, it's not that good for them because it needs the low sulfur stuff. But he used to fill it up with kerosene. When you got to keep in mind, he was paying like 50 cents a gallon for this stuff. He'd fill his truck up with it. So he was actually saving money by driving a big diesel every day. But anyway, that was a childhood memory. But
I used to know old boy used to run that off-road diesel.
Oh, yeah. Old red stuff. It's just tinted. I mean, it's just got a red tint to
it.
But, you know, and I mean, and then there's some people that will find the crap out of you for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
And you get a lot of people still do it. They're the world's worst. But this is the thing. Now, gas technology has come a long way. The EPA has stepped in on the diesel truck industry, so it's changed that. And it costs you twice as much to operate a diesel now than it did back in the day. Back in the day, you change fuel filters every once in a while or something like that, and you're pretty much in like Flint. Now it's all computerized. And I mean, the longevity is not there anymore. So is it really worth it, especially with the power and the torque and the efficiency of the gas engines now?
Yeah.
And that's a really good argument that I want to get into on the next segment. We're going to jump back and forth on this subject. I think it's going to be a fun one, diesel or not to diesel, right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Stay tuned.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. In the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, hey, hey.
What is happening?
Look at you mixing it up a little bit.
All the way
you
up.
Just mixing it up.
He enunciated, too.
Enunciated.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
Google.
Just go with it. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst, numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Norwood, Nevada?
holding it down for Nevada.
We're all over the place tonight, man.
I'm telling you, all over the map. And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, first, before we get into this diesel stuff, I think we need to cover a little history. Diesel engine was invented in 1890 by Rudolf Diesel.
And that's his real name?
I wonder if he's any kin to Vin.
I'd probably say not.
Probably not. I don't think that. I bet you something.
It could have been his cousin's uncle.
Exactly. I mean, it could be like his great-great-great-great-great-grand-uncle or something.
Might be. I mean, Diesel is kind of an odd last name.
It is. That's a cool last name, though. It is. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'd rather like have that than like Penelope or something, you know, or Hoskins, you know.
No. Hoskins.
Oh, stabbing Hoskins.
You know what I mean? There's worse things. Don't you agree, Richard?
I do. And I mean, would you rather drink Bud Light or Bud Diesel?
Exactly. I mean, that's like Diesel.
Yeah. That's just...
I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, you look at his picture, and you can tell he looks like a kid that got beat up a lot, but he still had a tough name. You know what I mean?
It upped his man card.
But anyway, so he invented the diesel engine. Born in 1858. Invented it in 1890. And they actually made a movie about him in 1942 called Diesel. Bet you a lot of people haven't seen that one.
It's a fitting name. Yeah, I might have to watch, look it up and see if I can find that one.
Yeah, I got a feeling that one's going to be like in black and white. I'm almost positive.
I have a feeling that's going to be a tough one to Google.
Yeah, like you're not going to. You can't even find that on the YouTube. But now diesel's the popular thing. You know, like it's all the cool thing. Like, you got to get your diesel truck on. And I blame country music for a lot of that.
I don't think country music had anything to do with that.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I'll tell you why. Because everybody wants to be like Florida Georgia Line.
What?
He probably drives a Prius or something, knowing them.
They, you know, with your jacked up Chevy with a lift kit. You know what I'm saying? That's the songs like that, I think, is what drags us out.
I think you need to go back to 38 Special.
Exactly. You don't hear 38 Special singing songs about jacked up diesels? Nope. You know why? Because they're so caught up in you. Well, little girl. That's a good song.
I don't want them caught up in me either. So
I want to tell you something. I think it's the country thing. And the thing is, it's like now you've got one. Like, okay, Smitty and Richard and all of us. Back when we were kids, like you had the kids that wanted to be like thugs. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like they were like. Like, you know, had the big gold chain and wore the baggy pants and the baggy clothes, but they lived on the street. It was a cul-de-sac. You know what I'm saying. Yep. Don't come at me like that, playa.
Maybe not Smitty, but that was us.
But they talk.
I was about to say, thank you, Richard.
Me and Richard wanted to be like Smitty, basically. We dressed up like Smitty for Halloween. But you see where I'm getting at. So, but now that's kind of cooled off a little bit since East Coast, West Coast. Done killed each other, so it's all good.
They all dead.
And Snoop Dogg's still smiling, just saying. But, anyway, so, but now the country thing is cool, so now you got, like, wannabe country. And, like, they wear, like, boots.
And that's the most disgusting thing I've
ever seen. And then they wear boots, and, like, they have trucks with, like, 24 by 14-inch off-road wheels and tires on them.
I don't understand.
Like, it's like they get, like, part of it, and then part of it is just, like, out of left field somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got these big wheels, off-road, big offsets.
They shop at Buckle.
But yeah. The best thing is they normally have a Salt Life sticker on the back
and they
of it.
Got, and they got jeans with embroidery on the butts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got them wheels.
What kills me is all them trucks, man. They all jacked up and all this. But yet they have tire gloss on their tires.
Now, don't get me wrong now. That ain't nothing. I'm going to tell you something. That just ain't Christian if you ain't got your tires glossed.
Well, I mean, I agree. But, I mean, dude, come on. If you're going to be Christian.
I'd rather have a sister working in a whorehouse and not have tire gloss on my tires. Okay? I mean, it just ain't right. You got to gloss your tires. I mean, that's that trailer park crap. See, that's not even country anymore. That's just trashy.
I mean, I agree, dude. But, I mean, come on, dude. You know you're going to have more on your tires than gloss if you're country.
No, they got paved roads and stuff. I mean, Rob. I've seen a Florida Georgia Line video. Rob. I know how this works. They drive down asphalt.
Rob.
Will you stop saying Florida Georgia Line?
Leave Florida Georgia Line alone. Like, I couldn't tell you one song they sang.
Go with some Alan Jackson or something. He got Jeeps riding through pastures and stuff.
Yeah,
Travis
see, that's old Tritt. Country. See, that's old
Travis
country.
Travis Tritt be hitting people.
That's old. That's messed up.
Yeah, but his tires are probably dirty.
Yeah. Oh, they dirty.
Yeah.
With Jeep parts.
Yeah.
He said dirt, not blood. All right. So, but this is the thing. Now, you've got, you know, I mean, that's the thing. It's a country thing.
But
and you know, like Alan Jackson, that's real country. That's real, like riding a Jeep through the mud. Florida Georgia Line's like riding around. And I mean, there's more than just one. I'll be honest with you. I don't listen to that crap, so I don't know their names. But, like, whatever it is. And I think a Taylor Swift chick, she's in there too. And Kanye West, we just blame him for anything.
Hey, I'm down.
Global warming, Kanye West.
Kanye West.
That's his fault. The end.
See, there's a difference between country and city slickers. The ones you all are talking about are city slickers, and then there's actually real country people with real work
trucks.
Are you
saying you don't like the song Cruise?
That's city slicker stuff.
A city
slicker. But see, you got city slicker trucks, what y'all are talking about.
Professor, would you care to elaborate?
I can't, man. I don't want to. I got another word for it. But, Patrick's already going into overtime over here.
His head's fuming.
Bless his heart. But anyway, and that's what I blame on the diesel craze. Because you got guys buying diesel trucks with no reason for it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely no reason for
it. I mean, it's
kind of
like, I mean, it's like Patrick wearing dancing pants like he does, but he don't dance.
That's his tutu.
Well, that's all he's missing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's ready for the recital. But, you know, and I mean, they're compression pants. We understand. You got a bad knee. I got you.
Little roux.
I got you.
I don't know, man. When I was growing up.
I got you. I mean, I'll use that excuse next time. I wear top bridges myself. It's my knee. That's why I'm wearing them.
I'm trying to save you, Patrick.
And to make my butt look good. So anyway, Smitty.
When I was growing up, when you seen a diesel, they was either dragging a car trailer, a horse trailer, or a pig trailer. They wasn't dragging 24x14s with tire gloss on them.
Yeah, and these boys are pulling a jet ski with a truck that'll pull a house off the damn foundation.
I agree.
You don't need all that truck to do that. But they do, and they drive them to work. Like you see them parked downtown. You'll see Prius, 2500 Dodge with the Cummins in it.
And tow mirrors.
And got the mirrors flipped out like they just pulled a trailer, knowing that them boys wouldn't know a trailer ball if it hit them in the face.
No.
I'm telling you. I mean, don't you agree? And they ride around with their mirrors out, like they're ready to pull a trailer at any time.
Well, a lot of them that we see are pulling imaginary or invisible trailers.
They might be. They're pretending to be country. They might as well pretend to pull a trailer, too.
They got the weight shifted to the...
That's about ye boys there. They're practicing heavy hauling without the heavy hauling.
If your truck is 6 inches lower in the back than it is in the front, you need the trailers. You need the trailer mirrors out.
Exactly, it evens it out. I don't know. I don't get it.
It would look stupid without it.
I mean, no, I totally agree with you.
What's the fascination with a 3/4 ton truck? I mean, and if you need a truck, if you pull a skid steer, I got you. You need it. If you pull groceries home in it, you don't need it.
If it's 6 inches lower in the back and you got a drop hitch, there's a problem here.
Yeah, them boys, and then they got them like bolt. You know the hooks.
Yeah.
Like what do you even do with that? It looks like a door knocker on the back. I don't get it. I mean, is it? They like weird to have chains hanging off a truck. Is that necessary?
Have you ever used that chain?
Exactly. I mean,
I've seen a dude in a Tacoma on my way home from Helen this weekend. You know, had the big bar, like I don't even know what those for, but they in the bed, they go up around the cab and got the two little headlights on the top of it. Like, I don't even know what that's for.
It's your roll bar, right?
Is that what it's called?
Is it like a roll bar?
Or a light bar.
Bar?
He had a chain wrapped all the way around this thing like he's fixing to do something. And
he's
like,
decoration. He's yeah, exactly. That boy has watched The Walking Dead one too many times.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that just ain't right, which we're in Georgia, and I understand that, so... Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean. There's a lot of things that ain't right down there. But anyway.
And we come home on 123, so you know, yeah. There ain't no telling what you're going to see.
I'm telling you. There ain't no telling what you're going to see. But, I mean, that's my big argument with it. Is you see some of these guys riding around with these trucks that totally miss the fact of why you need a diesel truck.
Yeah.
They're doing it because it's a status thing.
Exactly.
It's a status. Like, I remember back in the day, we used to wear Tommy Hilfiger shirts. Have a status. Now we drive Dodge trucks and wear jeans with embroidered on like chicks got. with rhinestones.
Mine said Tommy Sport, because, you know, I got it from the White Horse Jogger.
All right, off brand. Hang loose. We got a commercial break coming up. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Of course, in the studio, as always, we got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's
happening?
Did you develop a stutter over the break or something?
It's the G-unit.
Is your ponytail too tight?
Hey, that was when I was wearing them loose breeches and gold chains, and y'all was acting like it.
Calm down, FUBU. All right. Just calm down. Calm down. I've seen boys in the hood. I ain't scared. Just saying. Calm down, big worm. All right.
More like big perm.
Big ponytail. Anyway, then of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru / number one hustler, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to our friends across the pond in London, England.
That's right. I'll be visiting
you soon.
You're going
to London, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's never going to be the same.
Never.
It's going to be a whole new revolution. Like
possibly.
Don't take us to war.
I'm not going to take us to war. I mean, I'm just going to say hey to a few people, do a few things.
Somehow try to get you out.
Yeah, they might sneak me out, you know? Anyway, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So, we're talking about diesel trucks. And to diesel or not to diesel? Now, that's the question. Is, like, why does people feel like they need a diesel truck? Is it something like daddy issues?
I think it's a daddy issues, and daddy has a lot of money, and kids are somehow.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder why my daughter ended up as an exotic dancer. Well, you know, her daddy ran off, you know, or whatever. That there's usually a reason. I've seen a lot of Dr. Phil, and that's usually how it works. And I'm just wondering what causes guys to feel like they need a diesel truck when they don't need a diesel truck.
Being able to say they need
other
a diesel
than Florida
truck,
Georgia line.
That, God, stop.
That's
a big part of it. But also, I think just being able to say they need a diesel truck.
But they don't need it.
Well, I know that. No, not nobody. I mean, a lot of people
do. In construction? No.
Right.
You work at Cabela's. You don't need that.
If you work at your dad's restaurant, you probably don't need a diesel truck.
You tote menus, not skids to your son. That's
exactly.
You don't haul a horse trailer. The only horse you ever rode on was the one outside of Kmart you put the quarter in. And you're over here talking about, yeah, it's my diesel. Never had a trailer hooked to it. Never. I mean, just what's up with that?
Toe balls are just shiny.
Oh, that's pretty. Just dumb. That's another one. It's just,
not
I mean,
a scratch
come on.
It.
Oh, and I mean, that's the thing. I've took my half-ton truck and pulled trailers all over the Southeast in it. Because I like a half-ton truck because they ride better.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to drive it every day and go into the bank or whatever, you know, if I need a three-quarter-ton truck, I'll go get a three-quarter-ton truck. And we've got one I can use. But you know what I'm saying. But as far as driving every day, I wouldn't want to drive a three-quarter-ton or a one-ton even for that matter.
I mean, that makes them very beautiful.
Oh, they're nice. It's like Daddy's truck. It's loaded out. It's like.
Exactly.
Well, I sound just like one of them. Well, it's just like my Daddy's truck. But I catch myself sometimes when I do that. You know what I mean? Like I'm better than this, you know?
Yeah, but your daddy pull a car trailer.
My daddy can pull a car trailer with it. He can pull a trailer, but he drives it every day, too. He's just bad. But he's old school. He wears dingo boots. You don't question that.
Exactly.
My dingo man, you never question.
A race car trailer.
Yeah.
Back when, like I said.
Yeah, exactly. So he's used to driving a truck that rides like crap. So, I mean, he's good with that. And he wears dingo boots. So, you know his feet hurt. You don't.
They just broken in.
You don't cross a dingo, man. He's already mad at the world. If your toes are all crunched up like that, you mad already. You're looking for a reason to hurt somebody already.
He'd love to shove that foot somewhere.
Exactly. Give him toes a little relief. You know what I mean. I'm telling you. You don't question that. But I blame that on a lot of it. And then, like, you go to, like, certain areas, it's even worse. Like, you go to Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
We have a big beach town about 4 hours on the road. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know, it's a big vacation tour spot. And these guys are riding around these big diesel trucks. What are you doing? Hauling sand?
I mean.
Beach balls? What?
Beach balls. Yeah, there you go. Floats.
I don't get. Yeah, exactly. You don't need a diesel truck to haul a pool float.
I mean, it just blows my mind, man.
Got a
I
salt life sticker, fool, you can't swim. You know what I mean? They just, I don't know. It's so funny, like the things that people want to like you know, want to, you know, just be like. You know what I mean? Just like what's next? You know what I mean? Like, what do you want to be like? You know?
Transfer trucks.
Well, they're getting there because they're putting the big tailpipes on them.
I was about to say, they can't get too much bigger.
And they're
going
like, you know, rolling coal. And that's another one that I've never understood. And these guys, these dummies are like sticking their faces in tailpipes.
My son, I have a picture of my son with his head stuck in a diesel tailpipe at a car show.
Is it the one I almost killed?
No, the oldest one.
I knew I got the wrong one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just not good, you know. And they're breathing this crap in. I mean, that's not good. Like, they're, like, cranking these trucks up and, you know. And then they're smoking people out in convertibles and Miatas.
Yeah.
What did a guy in a Miata ever do to anybody?
Well.
As Richard said last week, they're going to get cancer from that.
Well, it's not good for
What, for Miatas?
No. Oh. From the smoke.
Miatas give you cancer? What?
No, I should. From the smoke.
Rolling coal, that cracks me out. That is the stupidest
thing. I tell you one thing you'll never get from a Miata is a date.
But at the same
I'm not going to go there.
But at the same time, the people you're sitting here talking about, like with all this diesel stuff, they're literally eating Tide Pods, if you remember right. So,
Well, I just can't. The idea of saying, like, hey, how much are you going to charge me to tune my truck super wrong? So that it doesn't run right and pollutes outrageously.
And it wastes fuel.
Right.
It just literally dumps fuel out the tailpipe. That's when you're rolling coal. That's all it's doing.
That's all it is.
I'll do
it
for $600. Sold.
But like I said, they eat Tide Pods.
Yeah, there again, we are in the generation of kids eating laundry detergent. So I'm just throwing that out there. Their mouths are clean. Their minds are rough. They're just gone. Like, I mean, these kids are eating laundry detergent and sniffing exhaust fumes.
I'm telling you, I'd be ready to fight somebody who rolled coal on me.
The ass whooping that would come with it would be phenomenal.
I had a dude blow a horn.
It'd be epic.
The other day, and
Florida Georgia Line would sing a song about it. This good.
I had a dude blow a horn at me the other day, and you know, I scared.
Did you get startled?
Breezy and Ashton did, but if a dude was to roll coal on me, I'm trying to tell you. It'd be a whole lot worse.
Smitty turned into a rageaholic.
Did your hood come out a little bit? It's like easy your hood showing.
Yeah, and we were in City View, so
snap! Wearing my hood too.
Right there at the Dairy Queen.
Oh. He lost it. He chased this dude.
You know what? Some of the shadiest stuff always happens with a Dairy Queen nearby. You know
what I'm saying? That's why it burned down and then got rebuilt.
The Dairy Queen is the magnet for trouble.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, old Dennis the Menace Playground, all that stuff. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Some $5 combos.
It was always on Live PD when they were in Greenville. That particular Dairy Queen was always
I don't think it's particularly the Dairy Queen. Yeah. I think it's the bad neighborhood it's in, but you know what I'm saying.
Thinking the Dairy Queen probably wasn't responsible for that.
No, but they always had them pulled over.
What did Mr. Misty ever do to you? You know what I mean? Bad kids.
We're getting our bad stuff and our blizzard at the same time.
I'm telling you. I mean, I like them in their blizzards. They're all right.
I don't
like to be mugged while I'm getting one, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't like to be mugged by the guy selling me one.
He was off the clock, okay? Anyway, he had napkins. He's a nice guy. But, so back to the diesel thing. That's the thing. I mean, you got to think about it. And now even... You know, because of all the new emissions things they have out for the diesels now.
Yeah.
That's another big thing. And these guys, these are really, really big things now because that's a lot of extra cost. And we're going to get into this in this next segment on this one. There's a lot of added cost and all that stuff. Yeah, I got you, young grasshopper. We got this. This is my first rodeo, Vince Neil. I got you. And
Oh, no.
Not like the cool dirt Vince Neil. We're talking about like Vince Neil now, 6 months pregnant. Yeah, gotcha. But you got pretty hair, so that's all that matters. Like I said, guys, we're talking all about diesels right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.